الله يا أشعار مرشدي ومولاي قرة عيني وثمرة فؤادي حضرت مناشا حكيم محمد اختر صاحب رحمة الله عليك لجاندار شاندار المزيدار سبق دیتی ہے ہر دم اہل دل کی داستا مجھ کو اس عنوان سے جہاں دے کر ملا ہے دل میں وہ جانی جہاں مجھ کو جہاں دے کر ملا ہے دل میں وہ جانی جہاں مجھ کو بہت خونی تمنا سے ملا سلطان جا مجھ کو بہت خونی تمنا سے ملا سلطان جا مجھ کو جہاں دے کر ملا ہے دل میں وہ جانی جہاں مجھ کو بہت خونی تمنا سے ملا سلطان جا مجھ کو نظر آتا ہے اپنی دل کا جب زخمی نہاں مجھ کو نظر آتا ہے اپنی دل کا جب زخمی نہاں مجھ کو تو اپنا درد خود کرتا ہے مجبور بیاں مجھ کو تو اپنا درد خود کرتا ہے مجبور بیاں مجھ کو بیانی درد دل آسان ہی ہے دوست لیکن بیانی درد دل آسان ہی ہے دوست لیکن سبق دیتی ہے ہر دم اہل دل کی داستا مجھ کو سبق دیتی ہے ہر دم اہل دل کی داستا مجھ کو جہاں دے کر ملا ہے دل میں وہ جانی جہاں مجھ کو بہت خونی تمنا سے ملا سلطان جا مجھ کو بہت خونی تمنا سے ملا سلطان جا مجھ کو زبانی عشق کی تاثیر اہل دل سے سنتا ہوں زبانی عشق کی تاثیر اہل دل سے سنتا ہوں مگر مسحور کرتی ہے محبت بے زباں مجھ کو مگر مسحور کرتی ہے محبت بے زباں مجھ کو قفس کی تیلیاں رنگی دھوکا دے نہیں سکتے قفس کی تیلیاں رنگی دھوکا دے نہیں سکتے کہ ہر دم مضطرب رکھتی ہے یاد گلستا مجھ کو کہ ہر دم مضطرب رکھتی ہے یاد گلستا مجھ کو میری صحرا نوردی اور میری چاک دامانی میری صحرا نوردی اور میری چاک دامانی بہت مجبور کرتی ہے میری آہو ہوگا مجھ کو بہت مجبور کرتی ہے میری آہو ہوگا مجھ کو کہاں تک ضبط گم ہو کہاں تک ضبط گم ہو دوست تو راہ محبت میں سنانی دو تم اپنی بزم میں میرا بیاں مجھ کو سنانی دو تم اپنی بزم میں میرا بیاں مجھ کو ملا کرتی ہے نسبت اہل نسبت ہی سے آئے اختر ملا کرتی ہے نسبت اہل نسبت ہی سے آئے اختر زبان سے ان کی ملتا ہے بیانی درفشا مجھ کو زبانی زبان سے ان کی ملتا ہے بیانی درفشا مجھ کو جہاں دے کر ملا ہے دل میں وہ جانے جہاں مجھ کو بہت خونی تمنا سے ملا سلطان جا مجھ کو
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم الحمدللہ وکفا وسلام علی عبادی الذین اصطفا اما بعد This beautiful poem, a great bayan of our honorable illustrious Dana Sheikh Arif Billah Rumi Awak, the brave zamana, mujaddid zamana, Hazrat Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib, Nawwar Allah Marqadahu, who Hazrat was an embodiment of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Many great ulama used to say, if you want to see love in a body form, and look at Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah Ali. Hazrat was soaked in the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and here Hazrat is explaining how he attained this great love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hazrat has titled this beautiful bayan, Sabak Deti Hai Har Dam Ahle Dil Ki Daastan Usko, that every moment of my life I get my lesson from those people who are connected to Allah Ta'ala, the Ahle Dil, the people of heart, all their stories and the incidents of how they gained the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by sitting in their company, in their majlis. In other words, Hazrat, from the time of 17 years old, sitting in the company of great, great buzruks. And Hazrat used to say, I had tirbini, I've got three big, big rivers through where Allah ta'ala's love has come into my heart. Great, great personalities Hazrat set in their company. So Hazrat says that I keep on getting my sabak, my lesson of the love of Allah Ta'ala from thinking of these great majalis of my mashayikh. Hazrat mentions that what was the lesson I got? Jaha dekar mila hai dil mein, wo jaane jaha mujhko. Bahut khune tamanna se mila sultane ja mujhko. Hazrat says, I gave the whole world. Jaha dekar mila, I gave the whole world, but what did I get in return? Wo jaane ja mujhko. I got the creator of the heavens and the earth in my heart. Outwardly it looks like I made great sacrifices, but in reality to get Allah Ta'ala, all the sacrifices of the world are nothing. And a person has to sacrifice, and what do we really have to sacrifice? Bahut khune tamanna se mila sultane ja mujhko. Khune tamanna, that is tamanna, all our desires, and the desires, every person has got lot of desires that do this or do all the permissible desires also. But here, even worse, there are those people that Allah save me, all of us, our haram desires we can't sacrifice. Hazrat says that khune tamanna, I had to make the blood of my desires, I had to crush my desires, I had to finish up my desires and make it into blood. Then I got the king of both the worlds. Allah Ta'ala came in my heart. Allah Ta'ala sees that a person who is prepared and has got that talab, Allah yajtabi may yashau wa yahdi ilayhi may yuneed. Allah Ta'ala pulls those people who desire, but those people who want and has got that talab to become Allah Wala, Allah Ta'ala pulls them. And the sign of that is that we come here, Allah give me tawfiq, Allah brought us here, but we take the lesson from the heart of our Shaykh and make that effort, as Hazrat explained last night also so beautifully, that Allah has given us all courage, and we all got the ability to stay away from sin. We all got the ability to make an effort to get connected to Allah Ta'ala. Even a person who is an old drug addict, he can never say, I can't leave drugs. Allah has given us the ability. That Allah Ta'ala says that a person, Allah has created us in such a way, فَأَلْهَمَا فُجُورَهَا وَتَقْوَاهَا, that Allah has made the step, that Allah has put desires of sin in our heart, but Allah has given us the ability and taqwa, that a person can control his desire. Like a person wants to drive a very fast car, but he needs power brakes. And then according to the bans etc. that come, if he knows how to control that car and keep the right brakes, he won't meet up in accident. But if a person doesn't know how to handle that car and he wants to drive a fast car, where he'll end up? So exactly the same, desires will come, and that is the only way you can become the friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hazrat teaches us also so beautiful, never ever make dua that, oh Allah, just take away all the haram desires from my heart. That means like the malaika, you can't call the angels a wali of Allah because they don't have desire. Hazrat says even Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salam, the most beautiful hoor, hawra of Jannah, can sit on his left, it won't tickle him anyway, because he's got no desire. Allah has put desire in our hearts to teach us that whether you're going to control your desires or fall into the temporary enjoyment of this world, or whether you're going to turn to the creator of desires, the creator of beauty, Allah Rabbul Izzat. So Hazrat says, I had to make all my desires into blood before I could get the king of all the world. Nazar aata hai apne dil ka jab zakhme niha mujhko, to apna dard khud karta hai mujh majboor e baya mujhko.
Hazrat says, when I look deep into my heart and I see those deep wounds, that how I have sacrificed my desire. I had the desire to do this, I had the desire to do that. And Hazrat Allahu Akbar was a very intelligent person. His family also wanted Hazrat to become a person with regard to a position in this world. But Hazrat sacrificed all that and sacrificed his desires and went to live in a small village by Sheikh Mohan Abdul Ghalib Purpuri Rahmatullahi. And Hazrat says, I had to sacrifice all my desires. And this is the deep wounds of my heart. That when I take a look at how Allah Ta'ala has given me tawfiq to sacrifice my desires, and I look at these deep wounds and now what wealth Allah has given me, the love of Allah Ta'ala, then Hazrat says the great pain of the love of Allah Ta'ala now just forces me that I must explain it to people. That this is such a wealth that all the wealth of the world can't buy. And everybody can achieve this. Allah Ta'ala has kept, Hazrat says, that the doors of Nabuwat, Allah Ta'ala has kept solely in the control of Allah. Nobody can even make dua. It is not permissible to make dua that may Allah Ta'ala makes us a Nabi. But after Nabuwat, the doors of Wilayat are open for everybody. And Allah Ta'ala did not put any restrictions that you have to be a Hafiz Alim. You are that even more Mubarak, Nurun ala Nur. But the doors of Wilayat, every person can gain. So Hazrat says, when I look at these deep scars of the love of Allah that has penetrated my heart, I just become restless. And I'm just forced to explain. And we find Hazrat used to be always explaining the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then Hazrat explains that to explain this love of Allah Ta'ala, bayan dard dil aasan nahi hai dosto, lekin sabak deti hai har dam ahle dil ki daastan mujhko. Hazrat says that to explain this love of Allah Ta'ala, oh my friend, it's not an easy subject to explain. Many people still will not understand what is the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But I get this lesson looking at the lives of the people of heart, that is my mashayikh, the great Allah wala, who have made their hearts real golden hearts. When you put Allah in your heart, then your heart becomes a heart. When Allah is not in our heart, you got anybody else besides Allah, then we have lost the value of that heart. So those people whose heart was so valuable with the love of Allah Ta'ala, when I look at their lives and I look at their incidents, how they made effort to get this love of Allah Ta'ala, then it becomes easy for me to explain the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Hazrat further explains, Zubane ishq taasir ahle dil se sunta hu, magar mashoor karti hai muhabbat be zubaan mujhko. He says, Allah Hazrat explains that too with the tongue of the love of Allah Ta'ala, the effect of that, I have heard from the lovers of Allah Ta'ala what is the effect of their bayan. Otherwise, as Hazrat explains to us, many people will say, very great orator, etc. But that bayan didn't affect the heart of anybody. That bayan will affect the heart which comes from the heart. And that bayan who has got the maker of heart, the king of heart, Allah Ta'ala, who has given us the heart, when Allah is in that heart, then an ordinary bayan will affect the heart of everybody. On one occasion, one of the great mashayikh, the Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullah alayh, when his son qualified, then he had a jalsa. His son was a great alim, and he made his son gave bayan. His son gave a very great bayan, but it didn't really affect anybody. Then people said, Hazrat, we're not satisfied, you say some words. When Hazrat just spoke for 2 minutes, everybody's hearts were trembling. So this is the effect of the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When they talk, it affects the heart of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, of every person. But Hazrat says that the love of Allah ta'ala has, so to say, mesmerized me. And it makes me that speechless, that I can't. The love of Allah ta'ala is such, when a person is sitting and making muraqabah of the greatness of Allah Ta'ala, of the ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then that connection and that love of Allah Ta'ala that comes, that is like, and this is the real jadu that a person has to get. The jadu of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when you will hear about it from the friends of Allah, as Hazrat teaches us, that a person should take out time to make zikr, to make tadabbur, to ponder over the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and make muraqabah of the ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, etc. And where we will learn this, as Hazrat says, from Ahle Dil, the people of heart. Allah has brought us here to make our heart a heart. Today we are too worried, any small thing of with regard to our physical heart, we run quickly for treatment. But the real heart, that is our ruh, our ruhani heart, we are not coming for treatment. And even if I'm coming, then I'm just coming as a ritual. Allah, give me the reality, to get this reality into our heart. And then Hazrat says that to tread this path of the love of Allah Ta'ala, Allah has put lot of tests. So be careful. Kafas ki tilia rangi doka deti de nahi sakte. Ke har dam muttarib rakti hai yaadi gul sita musku. That Hazrat has given a beautiful example here, that once you are on the path of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then the artificial beauties of this world, whether it's business and worse, all haram entertainment, that is totally out of the question. Even permissible things of this world, a person who has got the love of Allah ta'ala, he says it's like that bird that is caught and put into a beautiful cage. And the cage is decorated so beautifully. But this bird says, you can't give me deception with this cage. Because every moment my heart is just restless. When can I get out of this cage and when can I fly into the open air? So the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this world, they are restless. That when can we leave this world and meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And they have no attachment with this world. Outwardly, they will do their matters of dunya also. They have to do their daily work, but they are not attached to them. And that is why Hazrat has mentioned that a person who is connected to Allah Ta'ala, even if he talks about certain dunya matters, what we have to do, or tell somebody, then there will be noor in that talk of it. There will be goodness in it. And a person who is not attached to Allah Ta'ala, he might be a great alim also, but he hasn't got that love of Allah Ta'ala. And worse, if he's got knowledge of deen, but he's still inclined to the entertainment of this world, sports, etc. Such a person talking about deen also, it won't affect our heart. There'll be my darkness in that. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to see which company we sit in, whose bayan we listen to, very, very important. And Hazrat explained that how we got this love of Allah Ta'ala. When you got the love of Allah Ta'ala, like Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam went into solitude, into the cave, and then Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam made muraqabah, and then Allah Ta'ala granted Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam nabuwat. Hazrat is explaining here, meri sihra nawardi, or meri chaak damani, bahut majboor karti hai meri aap kugam usku. He says that when I used to stay in the desert alone, Hazrat sometimes used to go in the open, in the desert alone, cover his head with his whole shawl and sleep there and think of the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He says, when I used to go into the desert and alone there, and I used to think of Allah Rabbul Izzat, then such a person is not even worried about his dressing. You'll see his collar, his buttons here are all open. People will think like he's a madman, as we learn beautifully in the kitab. Hafiz Shirazi rahmatullah alayhi, his father said, he's a madman. He just loafs around in the jungle. But Allah Ta'ala said, inspired his chef that this is the person that will be connected to me. So Hazrat says that this condition of mine, it just forces me that to take out that fuha, that deep sighs of dua in the court, the middle of the night, to make dua to Allah Ta'ala. We can't understand, these are very high levels of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But a person on his own will realize, as you get connected to Allah Ta'ala, now you get enjoyment getting up for tahajjud, you get enjoyment in making dua, etc. Kaha tak zabte gham ho dosto, raha muhabbat mein, suna le do tum apni bazme mein mera bayam usko. Now Hazrat says, this love of Allah Ta'ala is boiling in my heart so much, as Hazrat explains to us, Ya Ahlullah, they fill their hearts with the noor of Allah. Like the glass is filled with water, and what overflows is so much that Hazrat says, now I can't contain it. Oh people, give me an audience. Let me come into your bayan, into your majlis, and let me explain you the real bayan of the love of Allah Ta'ala. And how Hazrat is you explain, as our Shaykh explained the love of Allah Ta'ala, that a person himself will say, you'll feel the noor that is penetrating the heart. So when that love of Allah Ta'ala overflows, then Hazrat says, we can't contain it. And that is why our Shaykh also explains, Hazrat says, that don't tell me when to stop my bayan. And don't tell me what to say in my bayan. Because this is like Allah's rain that is coming down in my heart. And when the rain comes, nobody can say, now the rain must stop. The rain comes how much it wants to, when it wants to. And it will just stop all of a sudden. So exactly like that, you see Hazrat Maulana Rum Rahmatullah Alayh, Allah inspired 28,500 poems in the love of Allah. And then Hazrat explains all those beautiful poems. So Hazrat further explains that this is, we all desire, we also want this condition. And at least we desire this and make dua to Allah Ta'ala. Then what is the way to get this? Hazrat says, Mila karti hai nisbat. Ehle nisbat hi se akhtar. Zubar se unki milta hai bayani durf isham usko. That Hazrat says, you'll only get this nisbat, this connection with Allah Ta'ala. Which we all want connection with Allah Ta'ala. Hazrat addressing himself because he went through this great process. So he's giving us all, myself, all of us the lesson. That only from the ehle nisbat, only people who got connection with Allah Ta'ala. Because this is the flame of love of Allah Ta'ala. It is said in another beautiful poem by Maulana Muhammad Ahmad Pattab Gari Rahmatullah Ali. Ye aag lagti nahi lagai jati hai. That kisi ehle dil ke paas tum apne dil rakho. That fill tumhare dil jal jayega. That love of Allah Ta'ala doesn't light up on its own. Go and put your heart near that heart which is lit with the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And open your heart and put it there and you see your heart will also get lit with the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Hazrat says, when I heard their bayan, then my heart just opened up and the flame of the love of Allah ta'ala penetrated my heart. Allah ta'ala grant us all this out of His true mercy and